Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Our friend and former Hennepin County judge, multi-time chief judge, Kevin Burke, is with us. To start this hour, it's always a pleasure to have Kevin on the show, like every guest on this station. Kevin is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We're going to talk about the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, multiple ways, but in particular, some excellent reporting by friend of the show, Lou Ragus. Lou was able to find a policy change, which, started yesterday in Hennepin County. Here's what Lou was able to find: a copy of a policy from sources inside the office that was distributed late last week. The document was entitled Negotiations Policy for Cases Involving Adult Defendants. Okay, lays out a number of considerations for prosecutors to take as they negotiate and offer resolutions to criminal defendants in forms of plea deals. This includes race and age of the defendant. Reading right from what Lou found on this document from Mary Moriarty's office. While racial identity and age are not appropriate grounds from departures, proposed resolutions should consider the person charged as a whole person, including their racial identity and age. While these factors should not be controlling, they should be a part of the overall analysis. Just a couple more sentences. We'll get Kevin's thoughts on this. Racial disparities harm our community, lead to distrust, and have a negative impact on community safety. Prosecutors should be identifying and addressing racial disparities at decision points as appropriate. This is one part of the policy. Kevin, as someone who still pays very close attention to the law, was a judge in Hennepin County for decades. When you hear about this policy change, you say what?
I'm not sure exactly what to say, because you start with people who have read the article or seen the TV coverage. We're really divided as a nation about race. So if you end up saying things like, should you consider race in a decision, a whole bunch of people will say no. But the fact of the matter is, we know from implicit bias research, people do consider race. So it could very well be that all Mary Moriarty's policy is an attempt to bring out of the shadows what has been there for a long, long time. So, for example, before the show, I went through and I looked at a lot of scholarly research, which shows that there are racial disparities in many parts of the country in plea bargaining. So raising the issue about how do we deal with charging decisions and plea bargaining and acknowledge that race can negatively impact how we make decisions is not an irresponsible thing to do.
Is there any question at all whether this is legal?
I don't think so at all. And I saw in one of the stories some professor saying, "Oh, this is going to be unconstitutional." The Supreme Court's going to knock it down. I think that it's more likely the White Sox are going to the World Series than this is going to be found unconstitutional. And let me give you a reason why. The decision to even consider how plea bargaining occurs was a very split decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think it's as likely or more likely that the Supreme Court would just say, plea bargaining has nothing to do with judges and we're going to ignore it. So I don't see any chance that this is unconstitutional. Whether it will make a difference, I don't know. What we do know is this. Since the racial bias task force in Minnesota, all kinds of studies indicates there are disparities that can't be explained other than on race. So raising the issue about saying you got to look at a human being holistically isn't an irresponsible thing. And let me give you one last comment about this, which it goes back to the Viking Love Boat case, in which there were arguments made in that case that one of the white suspects was not charged and only four black guys were.
Mm-hmm,
and I was the judge in that thing.
Okay.
And what it came down to was this: is in order for a judge to rule that a prosecutor has discriminated based on race, you really have to go in and say, yeah, that person intended to discriminate. And so it's a very high, almost insurmountable standard. I said at the time that I thought a better standard was, how does this look? Because that's how a lot of behavior, at least regulating judges, is. It's the appearance of impropriety. So asking questions about how will this look to the community based on race as one factor, and just acknowledge that you're doing that, is not a shocking thing to do. Again, let's see what happens if you collect data over time and say, can we get any better in addressing disparities?
Okay. For someone who's heard you and say you have a favorable opinion of Mary, she worked as your clerk, right? Years ago?
Yeah, that's 35 years ago. Yeah. You're right.
Right.
No, she's a friend.
Okay.
This is really not about Mary Moriarty. It's a big national issue.
Yeah, but she's the boss, right? I mean, let me just jump in. She's the boss. She put the policy in, so it should be about Mary, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I can see that. Yeah, you're right.
So if let's say a 40-year-old white person commits the exact same crime as a 30-year-old black individual, is the default going to be we're going to go easier on the 30-year-old black person?
I don't think so. I don't think that's what the policy said. It said, look at the person.
There's a lot of reasons why it could be different, but, I mean, the policy does talk about should consider the person charged as a whole person, including racial identity and age. So isn't that pointing out the age and racial identity, and that needs to be a factor in evaluating a potential plea deal?
Age has historically been considered, and nobody has raised boo about it. Right. So there is, for example, law from the United States Supreme Court that says you can't execute juveniles for a death penalty, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's age. You can't kill people. You can't give life without the possibility of parole, except in unusual situations. Again, that's age. We have a problem in the United States, and we have a problem in Minnesota with no explanation for why there is such disparity in the criminal justice system based on race. Taking some action to address that is a good thing to do. So acknowledging that many of our decisions in the criminal justice system, including decisions that I made, could be influenced by implicit bias. Asking professionals to question your own decision-making is a good thing to do. It's like a checklist. Is this being driven by implicit bias? Because I looked at the mug photo and the guy looks like a thug out of a movie. So that's why I'm going to charge him. And then it turns out, you know, the bottom line is we know things like that can affect our decision-making. So to me, it's a good idea to at least try to get people to talk about how do we change the course of racial disparity in the criminal justice system.
Let's talk about the office overall. This is Kevin Burke, frequent guest of the show, friend of mine, love having him on. Multi-time, was the chief judge of Hennepin County and was a judge there for decades. There are a lot of people, and I'm in this category, I will admit, where I knew where Mary stood when she won. She talked about it. But I think there have been too many cases, Kevin, where I think the sentencing has been too light, including the most recent case, which received a great deal of publicity, about the individual who damaged six Teslas, caused $20,000 worth of damage, including over $10,000 to one car, and instead of facing any sort of criminality outside of a diversion program, that did not happen. At the same time, we would find out, good reporting by another friend, Jeff Day, that during a recent time, a 19-year-old damaged one car, and they faced a felony. And just the inconsistency. You're a savvy person. You pay attention to what's going on. When the perception is out there that Mary has been too soft on crime, what do you say to that?
Well, I think that that perception is out there. I think that's been there from day one. She has her critics like anybody in public life. I think, though, that when you react taking one case and say, oh, this is shocking and all that other stuff, let me give you another one. There was a case several years ago before Mary was county attorney in which two boys did $200,000 worth of damage to a religious institution up in the northwest Hennepin County suburbs. And that the decision was made, $200,000, 10 times more than the Tesla, not to make those two young men go to prison or jail, but to do community service. So you can find individual cases like this. Now, let me go back exactly to the one you said.
Yep.
The woman who was compared to the Tesla thing, to me, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But I don't know anything about her, and I don't know anything about the Tesla guy. I don't know, for example, how did this woman react? I don't even know if Mary Moriarty personally knew about it. I mean, you got to understand, this is an office that prosecutes thousands of felony cases. A lower level case, why didn't you give diversion in that case and charge them? I don't know that she knows. And I also know from at least the cursory television coverage is although you weren't given diversion and they charged the case, it's possible that they're going to have somebody now review the decision and say, yeah, we'll give them diversion. We'll give this woman diversion, or we'll give her a misdemeanor. And so I don't know those facts.
From your understanding the law at a great level and your gut instinct, if someone damages six vehicles up to $20,000, do you think it should only be a diversion program?
No, I don't know enough about the case. My gut reaction was similar to yours. Is, you know, you're gonna, if somebody had asked me, you'd take a lot of grief by giving that case diversion. Whether it was the right decision or not, I honestly don't know. I've read no police reports. I have no idea who this guy is, other than he apparently works for the state of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. He's not particularly young. But I did a lot of these cases. And if you're going to be good at this, you have to know something about the individual. And I don't.
Kevin, I always appreciate it. I always learn plenty when we talk. Enjoy the day, and you know we'll reach out again soon.
I hope you do.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Judge Kevin Burke, outstanding with us. You can react to any part of that conversation because we're getting texts. Plenty of people reacting. Love to have more. 651-461-9226.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, let's follow up on this. Clearly, Moriarty has become a controversial figure.
Really?
In the conversation, right? More, and by the way, Mike Freeman was also. Mike Freeman, I think, was as much about how long he was there. By the way, we have asked Mike Freeman to come on the show and react. And he said, sure, but I won't talk about any of the cases taking place right now with the Hennepin County Attorney's Office. That's why we want to talk to Mike Freeman. Mike's too smart. He knows that. So, come on, Mike. If he's decided he doesn't want to second guess, I get it. But then it's kind of odd to say, sure, I'll come on. But, hey, the number one reason why we want to have Mike Freeman on is to no one knows this position better than him, and he's not going to talk about it. That takes away a fair amount of the enticement to have Mr. Freeman on the show.
Yeah, he doesn't want to criticize the office he left. I get it.
And that's fine. But then, you know, could we have Mike Freeman on for other reasons? Sure. But when this story is perpetually so big and we have him on and we say, but we're not going to talk about it, then it's a dereliction of our duty. People have strong opinions about her. I feel like case after case after case, she's been too soft. I do. I've made that point repeatedly. There are people who love where she has stood. She, if she decides to run for re-election next year, she's going to have at least one, if not multiple, prominent Democrats who don't like what she's doing, who oppose her, let alone, I don't know how many Republicans. A high number. But it is a county which leans strongly to the left. Let's also deal with another reality. Race is a huge part of our country. There are times when people stick their head in the sand and won't acknowledge, and there are probably times when people suggest it too many times. Race and our legal system has been going on forever. And implicit bias and police work that has been proven to have overt racial bias, that's been out there. And by the way, this is a show which defends the overwhelming number of officers. But what's fraudulent at times about some of the criticism is if you have an individual, an officer, who's been proven to show a racial bias or is egregious in what he did with his power or her power, and you call them out, oh, you're a cop hater. Give me a break. We've had a long list of police officers who reach out to me as friends or on background or come on this show. So to say overall I'm going after cops, that's utterly ridiculous. The overwhelming number are good to very good to brilliant what they do. Doesn't mean they don't have individuals who are incompetent what they do, like every job on the planet. Race is a part of the law. Are you just dealing with the reality, Dave, if you say you should consider racial identity and age? Don't people already consider the totality of what happened in the case and what her or his previous offenses might be? Or upbringing. Listen, upbringing, we have this conversation all the time. Unquality parents and what happened in your life and what happened in your circumstances and how essential and direct that is to who you are. Should that all be just dismissed? I think you have to take it case by case. I think she's asking for criticism, considering what she has done with lighter sentences. She's asking for it. But to act like race hasn't been a part and at times unjustly used against people of color compared to whites in our justice system and say that's never come up, well, then you're just a fool. You're just ignorant of reality. You're a white person saying, well, it's never happened to me, so it must not take place. The question is, how far do you go? How far do you go if circumstances are the same? And also, if Moriarty had a different perception in town, and that perception was based by how you viewed other cases where she came in and in your view was bringing the strength that you think the office needs and included this, I think a lot of people would say, well, that's fine. But because they have the negative impression about her, this is further going to say, well, here we go. How much lighter are we going to keep going with individuals?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people felt that very way when they saw the headline, saw the story, perhaps listened to the interview with Kevin. But, I mean, a great point was raised, I think, and Kevin did a nice job speaking to it of, you know, in his opinion, and I'm sure he's right, he's got a lot more experience than we do, race and age and everything else that makes us all very different people has been a part of the process forever. You know, you cannot separate, as much as we try to say, you know, we're colorblind, we're age blind, everyone will be treated the exact same way. It's impossible. It's just impossible as humans to separate it. And his point was, yeah, she's going to take heat, obviously, but look, she's just putting it out in the open.
Is Kevin sympathetic to Mary Moriarty? I think he is.
Yeah.
I think he is. I think he respects her. I think he likes her. I I don't know if they socialize. Does he know the law in an extraordinary way compared to me? Hell yes. So I think you have to acknowledge what the reality is. By the way, there's a reason why there's a consent decree that they're still trying to work on with Minneapolis police, because there's been a history of certain officers, not a large number, but certain officers who had enough sway where the way I was treated and other black friends of mine were treated weren't the same. That is just the reality of what has happened across this country. And by the way, there are times when people never, ever want to acknowledge it. And the other times where someone's pulled over and they're a person of color and they're saying, that's the only reason why I was pulled over. And it wasn't. So much of this is perception based. But when you put it in a policy, by the way, when Lou Ragus, our guy, great reporting, covers this story as well as anybody in town, when Mary Moriarty had a chance to speak to Lou and explain it, that happened? No. She used to be incredibly available. She's back in the bunker a little bit. She reacts to our guests. The office will reach out to us. We haven't tried her in a while, but she wasn't available for days after the Tesla decision. And if you're going to lay out this policy and a reporter finds it, and it is going to have a reaction from a lot of people who know the law extraordinarily well and others who live in Hennepin County or others who care, I think communicating why and specifically how this is going to play out was essential. And she should have done it. You want to react? We'll read a few texts when we come back. 651-461-9226. Then we'll get to the other legal case on a much, much, much lighter level, which is drawing a reaction from a lot of people today because we have to chime in too. We're about 10 minutes late, so better stop talking. All right, a wife and a husband decide to install a hoop for their two kids. Stay active, be healthy. Why not, right?
Nice thing to do.
Didn't think it would become an issue. But Lily Moding said to Fox 9, I've lost so much sleep over this. It's been so stressful. I still honestly can't wrap my brain around it when it's all tied to a basketball hoop. About a year ago, new neighbors moved next door. They thought, wait, where's the hoop? What are we doing here? They discovered it was about 6 inches too close to the property line, so they moved it. With the city's approval, we're done, right? We're good. Didn't end there. Neighbor files a restraining order against Lily's husband, which was dismissed with prejudice. They're not done, though. They've now filed a civil lawsuit against the family and the city of St. Louis Park, all stemming from the hoop. The neighbor also asked the court for a temporary injunction to prevent the boys from playing basketball in their own driveway throughout the summer months, citing, wait for it, safety concerns and the fact that the kids are trespassing by getting the balls that enter their property.
Yeah.
The Modine said, we've been silently suffering for years, becoming very apparent it's not going to stop. Fox 9 reached out to the neighbor behind the lawsuit for a comment. They haven't responded as of yesterday afternoon. Have you seen anything else where they've responded?
I have not.
Lighten up, Francis. It's a hoop. It's a basketball. They're going to get a basketball from your yard occasionally.
Tell them to make their shots. They won't have to.
Yeah, I guess.
Stop airballing, kids.
You know, play more like Ant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so is that what you're saying?
Get better.
What you have to do is you have to have a hoop up there and just a giant net, like you're at Fenway and the screen above the monster.
Mm-hmm.
You have that giant screen which prevents anything from going in their yard.
It'd be a start. I'd tell the kids first
clowns.
Of all, just to improve
They're
your
clowns.
Shooting. But, you know, one could get swatted out there. It happens.
They're clowns.
Oh, that's a little harsh.
Yes, it's correct.
They filed the lawsuit that would ban the kids from playing basketball.
Yeah.
Can they just dribble? Can they get the entire neighborhood in the driveway and just do ball handling drills?
No.
Just bump, 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 bump
no.
until midnight?
That's playing basketball. I don't think the suit said the shot itself, the snap of the wrist,
mm-hmm.
the release. None of that is mentioned. Playing basketball. Can they just, like you're saying, should they work on defensive drills?
Well, I'm saying.
Have the ghost of Bob Knight come back.
Not even defensive drills. If you could get a few whistles out there, that would be nice. But there's playing basketball, and then there's practicing basketball.
Yeah. That's what you want.
Can you just do dribbling drills?
I guess in theory, their lawn better look like Augusta.
Sounds like it does.
The ghost.
Well, it sounds like it used to.
The ghost of Horde Harden better have witnessed that and said, this is meticulous. But now it's been ruined.
Yeah.
It's been ruined by these guys who shoot a truck. They're shooting like Rudy Gobert when they should shoot like Anthony Edwards.
Mike Madsen.
Yeah.
Just brick after brick.
It stinks when you have an annoying neighbor next to you.
It does.
I've never had it. Have you ever had a neighbor who's just a giant pain in the backside?
I don't think so. My parents always got along with their neighbors growing up, and I don't know all of my neighbors.
I don't either. Of course, I should mention this. Neighbor Bill, who saves me all the time.
Yeah.
Neighbor Bill hurt his leg.
Oh, no.
And is out of commission for
weeks. How does this impact you?
And weeks and weeks. So far, I've escaped, but I have an issue today. I might get Neighbor Bill in the wheelchair and bring him over the short distance.
He didn't injure himself at your property taking care of something you couldn't
manage. I would be in deep, deep trouble
right
now.
Yes, you would.
Yeah. I would be in deep trouble. They're being buffoons, right? The neighbors?
I'm on team neighbor.
Yeah, of course you are. Do you want to defend the neighbors and tell the kids, basically, play on the other side, nowhere near our yard? Although maybe that's a noise issue, too. They want the kids inside playing video games.
Do you think, now this is pure speculation, do you think the neighbors are legit worried about the yard situation and the quote-unquote trespassing, or is it just the noise of basketballs bouncing that drives them nuts? And they're trying to find a way to end that.
My default is they're just annoyed by way too much. But also, is there something else that we don't know about that we haven't heard? Maybe tomorrow we do the show from the driveway and try to investigate it.
Could we invite some hoopers to just play while we do the show?
Yeah. I still have the basketball hoop in my yard. I haven't shot in a long time, though.
You got to get out there.
I do.
Get the boys out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hunter can't go left. I just overplayed him that way.
Really?
Griffin, not a real good shooter. Claims in the team game he's brilliant.
He's like, what? He just spots up at the three-pointer.
I used to back him down when they were little kids all the time. Just loved it.
Knock him on the ground. Yeah. Get up!
Get up! You know, lower the hoop where I can dunk
see
and stuff.
Tossing elbows.
Yeah. What do you want to say about this? This story should be leading the national news. Will the neighbors speak up? What's your guess?
No.
I'm saying yes. They're going to speak up in some way. They might have Kevin Burke representing them. I don't know. They're good. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Maybe what the kids can do instead of hooping later today? There's a location. There's a Stretch Lab location not too far away. Bring the kids to Stretch. So maybe they'll be more accurate on their shots.
That would probably help things.
Or do this. Bring your evil neighbors and say, let's all go to Stretch Lab.
Feel better.
Let's feel better. You know, if you had some mobility, you had some flexibility, maybe a little namaste.
Maybe the neighbors would then want to come over and play.
Maybe everything Stress Lab can bring folks together. 11 locations. I've been going with Quentin. I've recommended to dozens of friends since 2019. I go primarily to the Plymouth location, but that doesn't stop me from going elsewhere. I'm going to start playing golf tomorrow. I want that driver to go maybe even a little bit further. I want that 7-iron to go the same distance. You're a runner. You want to feel better. You play pickleball. You're tennis. Whatever it might be. Maybe you're not into that much physical activity, and that's why you need Stretch Lab. Trained specialists who will adapt to your body, and they're great at it. 25-minute sessions, 50-minute sessions, half off your first visit when you go to stretchlab.com. This is all tied to Angie Craig and her love of a Jeep, whether it's the announcement today or other times when she's trying to be relatable. She's always with a Jeep. Excellent observation. We had a lot of good text earlier. We have Dean Phillips in about 15. I'm going to ask him. What did you try to do to look relatable? Well, he had the, was it the van? What was the, or was it a bus? Remember the Phillips bus or van? I forget what he had.
On the presidential run?
It started here.
Because he had the bus certainly on the, when he was campaigning for the big job.
I assume he must have brought the same bus out there. You know, I'm on a bus. I'm relatable.
Sure. Very well Stone-like.
Mm-hmm. Your Linda's time check. She's 155. Time to get free installation labor on LeafGuard brand gutters. Among the texts on the neighbor situation, I had to ask the neighbors to stay out of our yard after repeatedly, about 10 times, hit our house even up on the roof with baseballs. They thought I was the jerk. Okay. When they're baseballs and there are windows, no, you're not the jerk.
Are we talking legit baseballs or wiffle balls? Big difference.
Oh, absolutely. Now, if they're playing wiffle ball a lot, which is such an underrated fun game, I need to play wiffle ball again. Probably strike you out every time.
Believe me, I'd go yard on you.
No chance.
Oh, I was tremendous.
I heard how horrible you were against DC Bear. It was embarrassing. If the wiffle ball, if it's like all summer and they're banging up against the wall every day, then are you like, okay,
no,
enough for the wiffle balls?
No, I'm getting a chair out there with some popcorn and a dog, and I'm enjoying the game.
Out here in Orono, people have successfully stopped pickleball courts from being built in a city park because of possible noise. Oh, my God. We got new neighbors last year, and they made a racetrack for their four-wheeler. Can't be out in the yard. It's so loud. Now, that, okay. That's a problem.
That's a little much.
That's a problem. That might be fun if you can do it yourself. But, man, oh, man. Common sense and courtesy dictate putting the hoop towards your own house or on a garage for obvious reasons. Sometimes it doesn't work there, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, by the way, how many, drive around any neighborhood right now. Most of the hoops are set up towards the neighbor's yard.
Yes.
Just works out that way. Just don't be a jackass. Pretty good policy.